have a Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John of black eyed peas, really. Mm. But your beans, oh, beans, that's definitely Boston baked beans. What are those? Really? Not Boston baked. What are those? Big black. You know Boston baked beans.
Yeah, but I don't know what kind of beans they are.
Kidney beans.
What about if you have, if you had two bunches of a lettuce, you'd say, you wouldn't say bunch, you'd say you had two.
A pair of lettuce. Two heads of lettuce.
Two heads of lettuce. If you had, if you were talking about, if you were talking about cattle, what would you say there? You'd say you had two.
Depends on whether they're cows or oxen or steers or bulls. Yeah. I mean, if they say a brace or a span of horses, of course.
Uh-huh.
But a yoke of oxen,
Heads of cattle.
What?
Heads of cattle, isn't it?
Oh, hey.
Heads.
Head. Oh, yeah, two head of cattle, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And the whole lot would be a hood.
What about if it was... have you ever heard anybody say that about children?
So, a head of children?
Yeah.
No.
Never heard that?
Uh-uh.
Gaggle of children.
Some people do.
Passel.
No, I never heard of
that. Passel of children.
Passel of children.
No, that's gone to the wind.
That's gone to the wind.
Yeah. But, you know, you hear it. I think automated revived that. The Negroes just say, I'll go out and get, now I got a mess of greens, a passel of eggs, parcel, of course, subscription, but the blacks used to use passel quite often. I remember when Scarlett, somebody said, she ought to get married, said, get married and have a passel of children. I remember it amused me because I saw she had picked up the term from Mammy or Hulk or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, passel is a term that the blacks used to mean just a handful of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a passel of trouble, finally got that money. Or in a mess of trouble.
Okay, then the outside on corn. Oh, what are some of the different kinds of corn that they grow?
The corn?
Yeah.
Rosenheads. Now that's corn has gotten older. I don't know.
Rosenheads.
There's golden bantam and there's what different kind of corn is it?
Country gentleman.
Country gentleman.
I don't really know.
Is corn.
What do they call that green? What do you call the green part on the outside?
Shucks.
That's, okay.
And silk.
And the silk inside, and then the thing on top.
Tassel.
What about the kind that roasting ears? Are there any other names besides roasting ears?
Roasting ears. Practically one word. Roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Okay.
No, now roasting ears. That's when the corn is pretty hard. You don't put green corn in roast, I guess you do. I don't know what roastneers is. Just any corn just cooked in the shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the hashes.
Mm-hmm. What about the other kind that you eat off the cob? Is there any other kind that you eat right off the cob like that? Besides that?
Besides what?
Besides roastneers?
I don't know.
Any of it that's young and tender.
You can.
You can eat, If it's old and tough, you have to cut it off and cook it a long time.
Okay.
But aren't my roasting ears of day corn, which is old and tough?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had it at the barbecue over at
Beach Island.
Beach Island just last year. No, that was very tender, young corn. Mm-hmm. And they just roasted it instead.
George McElmurray.
Instead of boiling it like we do.
Mm-hmm. Right? George McElmurray boiled it, very proud of
it. He roasted it in the shell.
You roast them in the ashes. You can't cook. Can you cook roasting ears in the home?
No,